Are you an accredited investor looking for a new opportunity to generate passive income and build the retirement of your dreams? Then elevate your investment game with Viking Capital, where wealth meets wisdom. Whether you're a seasoned investor or just starting out, Viking Capital can help guide you towards financial freedom through passive real estate investing. With strong and transparent underwriting, Viking identifies low-risk opportunities with the goal of preserving investor capital and maximizing long-term growth potential. And their accessible and responsive investor relations team will help you understand how each investment will impact your unique financial goals. With $800 million in assets acquired, more than $230 million in equity raised, and more than 5,000 units under management, Viking Capital is your path to early retirement. To learn about Viking Capital's latest investment opportunity, which is available for you right now, visit vikingcapitalinvestments.com/best ever. That's vikingcapitalinvestments.com/best ever to get started today.
Your first hire should be an administrative support hire, not a sales hire, not a creative hire. And that's really helped shape the direction of how I approach things with my business. Best ever listeners, I want to mention Lima One Capital, and I found out about them through a guest that I was interviewing on the show, and he mentioned how he was scaling his business. He was actually buying 10 single family homes within 1 year. And I asked him, how were you able to buy 10 single family homes and how were you financing that? And he's like, oh, well, I just use an asset-based lender. I was like, who is that? And he told me it's Lima One Capital. I reached out to them afterwards, got to know them, and they are the sponsor of today's episode because they've got some unique lending programs. One of them's called Rental 30, where, as I mentioned, they're an asset-based lender. So they're lending based on the property's appraised value, as well as they look at the down payment that you're bringing to the table and the cash reserves. They'll lend up to 75% loan to value. And this is huge. This is huge because typically as a single family investor, your lending strength is based on your personal income as well as how many properties you have, how many loans you have out. There's no restrictions on portfolio size with their Rental 30 program. Go to limaonecapital.com/best ever. Sign up, learn more about their program. That's limaonecapital.com/best ever. They also have a program for fix and flippers. Even if you haven't done a fix and flip, they'll still lend to you. They've been in the business since 2010. So they've been around the block. They know their underwriting guidelines. They're not loosey-goosey, but they do have a very specific criteria that helps beginning fix and flippers get their fix and flip projects done, as well as experienced fix and flippers. They reward you as an experienced fix and flipper, and you actually get a lower interest rate and lower origination fee. Again, go to limaonecapital.com/best ever. And some legal stuff I have to say, it is Lima One Capital LLC, and the NMLS ID number is 1324403, and their address is 201 East McBee Avenue, Suite 300, Greenville, South Carolina, 29601. Again, limaonecapital.com/best ever. If you're looking for a fix and flip loan, or if you're looking for a buy and hold investment property and you're trying to finance it and you want it to be asset based, limaonecapital.com/best ever. Best ever listeners, hello, how you doing? Welcome to the Best Real Estate Investing Advice Ever Show. I'm Joe Farrellis, and today is Friday. Happy Friday. Hope you've had a wonderful week. And because it's Friday, we're doing Follow Along Friday. And I know last Friday was a bit of an anomaly for two reasons. One, I didn't do Follow Along Friday. And two, I played a prank on you. Well, it's April Fool's. Of course I had to do a prank. I do that every year. And I hope you enjoyed learning about the increase in foot traffic if you are close to a hot tub company and all the other useless alleged facts that came out of that interview with my friend Doug Sanders. We're going to switch gears and we're going to talk legitimate stuff on this Friday and today's Follow Along Friday. And I do want to talk about what I stated my goals were at the beginning of last month, and then, you know, just hold myself accountable for what was accomplished over the course of the month, because I didn't get some and I did get some. So here we go. Last month, I said I was going to get a sponsor, and as you can clearly tell from this podcast, we did get a sponsor, Lima One Capital. And if you are trying to get a fix and flip done, then go check them out, regardless of if you have zero experience to, you know, a whole lot of experience, because they've got some rates. But really the unique thing about them, because there's a lot of companies that do fix and flip loans, the unique thing about them is if you're a buy and hold investor, they have loan programs for, you know, up to one to four units that they lend based on the asset, the actual property, not necessarily your debt to income ratio. That's huge. That's a lot different from other companies that I know of. And I only know of one other company out there that does that. I mean, they're really unique program. So go talk to them, limaonecapital.com/best ever. So did that. The other goal was to close on the Houston deal, the 155 units. And drum roll, yes, we closed on it last week. Really excited about that. It's going to be a really good opportunity and investment for my investors and then myself. We're going to be putting in a little over $5,000 a unit, increasing rents, $75 on average per unit. Going to do a repositioning of the property. Then after 2 years, we'll put new long-term debt on it and then hold it for about five total, then look to exit after 5 years. Really excited about it, and you'll, you know, continue to hear updates on that deal and different lessons I've learned as I progress on that one. Another goal was to get a client, and I spoke to a lot of people and brought in one client for last month, which was great. Looking forward to working with you, Giovanni and Tatiana. I know you're listening. The other goal was on the podcast front, and that was to get 130,000 downloads in the month, and I ended up getting 114,000 downloads, which is actually the highest month I've ever had. So I am making crazy progress, and I'm very grateful that the show's growing as much as it is. And I did not reach the super aggressive goal of 130, but I did get to a record-breaking month of 114. So we'll keep on chugging there. And this month actually is trending, at least this early in the month, it's trending to surpass the downloads of last month. I was supposed to finish The Millionaire Real Estate Agent by Gary Keller and Jay Papasan and some other gentleman. I forget his name. There's three authors on the book. I did not finish that book, darn it. So as a result, I now have my April goal of reading 10 minutes a day. I have to read 10 minutes a day. And I expect that with those 10 minutes a day, I will finish the book. I'm on like page 180, and I think there's 350 pages. Really enjoying that book, especially I'm in the chapter now where he's talking about your first hire as a real estate agent. And again, I'm not a real estate agent, but a lot of these lessons are applied to my business as a real estate entrepreneur. Your first hire should be an administrative support hire, not a sales hire, not a creative hire, but an administrative support hire. In fact, your first couple probably should be. And that's really helped shape the direction of how I approach things with my business so that I can start getting the administrative help first and then scale up from there. So the other thing that I was going to do last month, and I did, was run 100 miles in the month of March. Yep, that's right. I did 100 miles. I was sweating like a pig on the treadmill the last day of this because I had to do 6.53 miles that day. And I was like, well, maybe I'll just split it up into a couple different runs. But once I got on the treadmill, I was like, you know what? I'm just going to knock this out right now. So I closed it out 6.53 miles on the last day. And I actually walked Jack, who's my girlfriend's dog, after that. So I guess technically I surpassed the 100 miles. This month, my goal is to, like I said, do 10 minutes of reading a day and then do 75 miles, either walking or running. So a little bit less aggressive But nonetheless, I want to still get out there because I love that stuff. Then I was, I don't know if I mentioned this as far as a goal, but my book, The Best Real Estate Investing Advice Ever, Volume 1, which summarizes the insights from some of the episodes from the first 100 podcast episodes that I've done, that will be published realistically probably sometime late April, early May. And we're just finalizing a couple steps that, you know, we're learning along the way that need to be in there, like copy editing and grammar, spelling, punctuation, that sort of stuff. So working on that as well as the design, and we're going to have actual hard printed versions of the book, not just an ebook, because probably just from a personal significance standpoint, we wanted like something we could, you know, touch and feel and put on our bookshelf. Plus, a lot of you have mentioned you wanted to buy it. You asked me, will it actually be a physical book? And so the resounding answer is yes, it will be a physical book, and you're going to love every bit of it. What I've got going on now is we just closed on 155 units. We also put under contract a 320 unit in Carrollton, Texas. So the clock is officially ticking on that puppy. I'm going down to Carrollton and Dallas-Fort Worth next week. So I'll be in Dallas-Fort Worth next week, spending most of the week there with my family and also, you know, visiting the property some more and checking it out. So that's going to be my focus next week. Then we've got the podcast that's rocking and rolling. I've actually recently updated my vision board. Before, I had my vision board with a whole lot of things, like, I don't know, 15, 20 pictures. It's super simple. And I have like 5 things to help me focus on what my goals really are and what drives those goals. So there's a couple, you know, things on there. And I have it on my phone. I have it on my screensaver on my computer, on my screensaver on my phone, and I have a printout of it as well. So it's everywhere, and it follows me everywhere I go, regardless of if I'm on a device or not, because I can always look up and it's in the house somewhere. I think that's all I've got. I've been a very busy week. Will be a very busy next couple weeks and months, especially since I'm going to Mexico with Colleen next May, or this coming May, towards the end of it. So I've got a lot to do from raising money standpoint and continuing to do the due diligence on this 320 units and having those conversations, as well as, you know, a couple other things that are top priority, like the 168 units in Cincinnati that I'm working with a buyer on, and then the podcast, and, you know, just maintaining balance as much as possible with personal relationship stuff and clients, and which tie into the business. I'm actually partnering with a client on the 320 units where he's on the general partnership side with us. So lots of exciting things, and I hope you have a best ever weekend. I hope that this was educational, inspirational, and, you know, you got a couple things from it based on what I've got going on. And I will talk to you tomorrow for Situation Saturday. Do you have a fix and flip project that needs financing? Then go to fundthatflip.com. You can do the online application. Takes as little as 5 minutes to see if you're approved. And then you could be financed within 7 days. Pretty quick stuff. They're an online lender. They specialize in fix and flip projects. Go to fundthatflip.com.